Hello and welcome to the Find Your True Love Telesummit. My name is Laura Harju and I have the honor to be your host in this event where love and relationship experts share their tips and tools on how to find your true love. Today's expert is Doris Kessler. She is a highly intuitive certified law of attraction life coach and has been working as a spiritual counselor and reconnective life coach for many years. She integrates both spirituality and psychology in her reconnective coaching, and today she will talk about the importance of realigning our own energy in harmony with our desires in order to attract what we want. So hello, Doris, and thank you so much for taking the time to share your wisdom with us.
Hi, Laura. It's wonderful being here. Thank you.
So please tell us a little bit more about you.
Okay, so as I told you, I'm working as a life coach. I love this kind of work because I guess I've always been a life coach without even noticing it. And I've studied psychology and I've always kind of been in the counseling business as a spiritual counselor before. Psychology, I've counseled a little bit, even though I found the therapies not really helpful. And then I realized what my true purpose was life coaching, you know, really helping people using a variety of tools, not in a limited way of what is offered by psychology, modern psychology, or, you know, other kind of categories, but really a variety of tools. And I realized that this is what makes me most happy, when I can help people feel better, which has always been, I guess, my divine purpose here on earth, helping people to feel better, you know, to feel more of what they truly are, and kind of unbecoming what they're not. This is my wealth, and I really love and enjoy doing this.
Yes, it's so important because, yeah, I really appreciate you being part of this. So thank you so
Me
much.
Me too. It's an honor to be here, Laura. Thank you.
And it's very, very important job that you are doing to helping people realize their own potential in this life and world. So today's talk is about how our own connection to source influences the kind of partner we attract, which implies to know where we are on our own spiritual journey. So would you define spiritual journey for us?
The spiritual journey, okay, so spirituality for starters is basically returning to our divine nature. We are all divine beings, you know, we choose to come to reincarnate in this earth plane, in this family, even though that might sound a little bit abstract, but everything happens by choice. And we do this to expand our soul's awareness. We really come here to expand consciousness, basically, God consciousness. And by doing this, we contribute to a higher consciousness on the earth, and basically more happy people. So the spiritual journey is basically what we come here for. And we come here to actually learn what serves us and to unlearn what doesn't serve us. So basically we also choose to unbecome what no longer serves us. So the spiritual journey is really all about realizing who we truly are, that we are a divine as a child of God. And when I say God, I really mean source energy. I mean chi, which is life force, which is, you know, flowing through us with every breath that we're taking. So spiritual journey for me is really unbecoming what we are not and really aligning with our divine nature to become that joy and that happiness that we truly are in our divine beings. Fully in alignment with source and powerful creators and manifestors.
Yes, absolutely. And I really love how you combine the things that we are growing, learning things that, like, learning who we are and really unlearning what we have basically have been influenced by others.
Yes.
Because when we are children, so we absorb so easily everything that happens around us. So often we need to unlearn certain things to become the real us again.
Correct. And I believe it's even going way back into our ancestry. You know, we not only when we're children or in our mother's womb, we pick up on fear. We pick up on any emotion that our mother feels. So whatever is in the environment, whatever is in her environment as a physical being, an emotional being, a divine being, you know, and whatever is in the macro environment, which is the space that she is in while she is pregnant, we pick up on all of that. Mm. You know, we realize all of that. We are awareness, pure awareness. That baby is pure awareness. It already is a conscious being, you know. It doesn't start after a mother gives birth. It starts way before. And then also I realized for me, if I can share a quick example, for example, I've always felt like I am older than my years and younger than my fears. Mm. And what I mean by that is when I came to this earth plane, this lifetime, soon when I was a teenager and I smelled certain things or I saw flowers or there was a glimpse of a moment that I felt kind of pushed back into a different lifetime, I soon realized, wait a moment, I'm not the first time here. I know this place, you know? And then when I traveled and I lived in different places, like when I was in Spain, for example, I was born in Germany, but then I moved to Spain when I was 19, and I felt like I knew this place. I knew the culture. I knew the food. It was also familiar to me. Even the old churches that I visited, you know, even though I'm not a religious being, I'm more spiritual than religious. I believe in God. I'm not so much in the church. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, we really have been here. Many of us have been here many, many times before. And then younger than my fears, I had taken over lots of my fears from past lifetimes. And then I made my past life regression and I realized, this is where all those fears are coming from. Because this is nothing that I had lived in my childhood, this mm-hmm. lifetime, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But I don't want to drift too far apart.
But this is exactly why I want to have this interview more of conversation, because I really want to learn to know you better, and I want that the listeners will learn to know you better as well. So that's why I'm not going to stop you when you are sharing your stories. Thank you.
And I really hope that everything we shared today, Laura, is helping the listener to feel closer to the beauty that they truly are, because each and every one of us is a divine extension of source energy, and we are all beautiful beings. And when we can just realize how loved we are, how beautiful we are in everything, in all our human imperfections, you know, then we are able to release resistance and create anything we want, including your divine partner, including your soulmate.
Absolutely. And that is so important to get this message out there. Because mm-hmm. as you said, we have all this inside of us and we just need to let it out.
Yes, yes, yes. It is who we truly are.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You earlier mentioned the fact that we would need to unlearn things. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. how do we know that there is something like a pattern that no longer serves us that needs to be looked at? And how do we move forward from there?
Okay, good question. Usually when there is something that is blocking us, it manifests as an emotion. And it can be a tightness in our chest, for example. It can be a shoulder pain or a tension in our shoulder. It can be a headache. It can be a burn in our heart or stomach area. It can be a tight feeling in our solar plexus. In my case, it was often in my root chakra. I felt there was something not in alignment in my root chakra. So by being aware of our feelings, we realized, oh, wait a moment, there's something that is not quite in alignment. And when we embrace this, you know, like when we feel this tightness of chest, rather than ignoring it and saying, no, this is not how I feel, rather we can say, this is part of who I truly are and I am beloved. So I'm going to take this, I'm going to embrace this feeling and ask it what it is here to tell me. And then usually when we really go into that, we find out that there's a pattern, certain thoughts, certain beliefs behind that are often sitting in our subconscious. We're not aware of it. So everything that we carry in our emotional, physical, mental beings is kind of manifested by stuckness, by emotions in our physical being. And definitely an emotion that is not in alignment. It doesn't feel joyful. It doesn't feel light. It doesn't feel happy. So there's something there that needs to be embraced and looked at. And if we do this, we find out many, many, you know, it can really compel us to walk the journey, the road, the least traveled, but then unbecoming what we are not when we realize what this pattern behind or this belief or this thought behind this tightness of our chest, for example, is.
Yes, it's...
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We come back again to this thing that we need to listen to our body. And the way that our body usually communicates with us is either the feelings, like you said, the tight feeling around your chest or in your stomach, or then pains, like the pain in your neck or something burning feeling in your stomach. So that's that's so important that we give our body the opportunity to really communicate with us.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, in my coaching, when I coach clients, I have developed a tool, let's say a technique, to help my clients really embrace feelings without fear. And I've had amazing results with it. So it's just, you know, if you're interested, I can definitely tell you more about it. But it's all about embracing everything that we are and looking into it with love and acceptance and, you know, knowing that everything we feel is perfectly fine. It will compel us to know more about us, to unclay the golden Buddha, so to speak. Do you know the story of the golden Buddha?
Please share it with us.
Oh, okay. So it's a beautiful story. There's a couple of monks that are settling in a jungle area and they find a big clay Buddha. That is kind of, it is covered in trees, you know, it looks like the jungle has been growing for years and nobody has been there. So they take the Buddha out, this beautiful clay Buddha, and it becomes their statue. And the clay is kind of, it's very old, so it has cracks all over and it really starts chipping off more and more. And then one day, the monks have to leave this area and they take the Buddha with them. And on the way, the road was very crumbling, you know, the road was very bumpy. So the clay continued to chip off. And then one night, when one monk shone the torch onto the Buddha, he saw golden light reflecting back from the Buddha. So he called the other monks and together they started to chip off the clay. Mm. And guess what came out? A beautiful golden Buddha. And I often share this metaphor with my clients, because this is who we truly are. So when we uncover what we are not, and we are fully realigning with our source energy, there's really nothing that can anything.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's so important. And I love that story. We have been connected before and I have heard about that. So yes, but that's so important. That's why I wanted you to share that with the audience as well. The beautiful story, how to uncover the true you. So thank you so much for sharing it.
Yeah.
And you
absolutely my pleasure.
And you spoke about the technique and said that you could tell a little bit more about it. So please do.
Yes. So basically, what we do in sessions is what is most important for a coach and the client is that the coach is holding space. The client feels safe with the coach. It is like a trusted family member. It is like a very entrusted friend. So when this relationship between coach and client is established, my technique is to see every emotion that is not in alignment as a little baby, and then holding that little baby, And usually when you hold that little baby and you give it all your love and you give it all your attention and you just keep telling it how loved it is, even though things are not in alignment, you know, even though it might be whatever it is, frustrated, angry, powerless, you know, whatever comes up, fearful, whatever the emotion is, hold it like a little baby and then ask that baby, tell me more about it. Tell me more about it. Like, what does that really mean? You know, what, how do you feel? I'm here. I'm listening. I'm hearing you. I'm holding space for you. So the client, what my coaching is about is to teach the client strategies and tools to heal themselves, to empower themselves. So the technique is, I call it my baby technique.
Beautiful. Yes, absolutely. And I really appreciate you sharing this because for the feelings that come up, usually the only thing they want is attention, like every one of us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
And when you are really thinking that it's your little baby, so you are coming to it with love and compassion. So I love that. So beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. As you say, Laura, you know, everything that the emotions need is attention and acceptance.
Yes.
And then looking, you know, when we can accept how we feel and realize that we are human beings because we feel, you know, a feeling is not a weakness. A feeling is what actually makes us a human being. So when we can really embrace and accept our feelings and then look at every feeling that seems not in alignment, where we don't feel empowered, where we feel powerless or angry or frustrated, and then embracing and accepting it and looking at it with love, this is where true healing happens. Mm. And the more we heal ourselves, the more we heal the planet, the more we become who we truly are, the more we can inspire others to do the same.
Exactly. Be the example how we want to be in the world and others will follow.
Exactly. You know, this is one of my favorite quotes from Gandhi. Be the change that you want to see in this world.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. That was lovely.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we come back to the our topic and really the Telesummit is about finding your true love. So when people are meeting new people, getting into a relationship, so well, we have all been there. We have met the wrong guys. We have been in a bad relationship. So how do we end up with a partner? And basically, they are showing us where we are stuck. So how does that happen?
Good question. Well, like attracts like. The law of attraction is all about like attracts like. So the vibration we are offering to the outer world is what is reflected. The world is reflecting it back to us. There is the so-called mirror principle, that anything we offer vibrationally to this world will be reflected back to us. So this way, if we accept this as universal truth, we then can see where we are. We are, for example, stuck in our own being at this moment. So the partner we attract is always a reflection of where we are in our spiritual journey. So in this sense, a relationship is really a trampoline for growth for both people if we accept this truth, you know? And I think there is a great quote from Abraham Hicks that I wrote down today. Find somebody and make them the best partner by activating the best of them in you. So
beautiful.
Yeah, if we realize that we are vibrational beings and we already are what we want to see in our partner, this is how we manifest the partner that we would like in our lives. Mm-hmm. So basically, we end up feeling stuck in a relationship when something with us is not quite in alignment with source energy. So whenever that happens, rather than blaming our partner for whatever is not, doesn't seem in alignment, we can look into our own being and say, ah, where am I not in alignment with Source? What is this showing me? And then from there, move forward. From there, go forward and, you know, find what you like.
Absolutely.
So the love, yeah, it's really like a boomerang. I mean, everything that we are will be reflected back to us. That is divine truth. I have lived it over and over again in my life. Mm-hmm. I think before we talked a little about creating. So I grew up with a mother that was, she grew up in a harsh culture where emotions were not at all desired or worthwhile to be lived. So, you know, many of us are brought up in a very patriarchal system, and emotions were, let's be honest, they were not considered to be, you know, even considered at, you know, I mean, emotions were considered weak. They were considered whatever. They were not really embraced. So my mom, to protect us, of course, and protect herself, grew up in a rather mental way. She was not very emotional. She disconnected from her emotions in order to feel safe. So what I realized at one point in my marriage is that my husband was showing me exactly the same thing like my mother. So I was prompting him, for example, and said, how come that you cannot respond to emotions? How come that you kind of disconnect from your emotions? You know, why does it feel unsafe to you? And at one point I realized, wait a moment, Doris, isn't that exactly what I have lived as a child? And here I am co-creating this in my own marriage, you know? So once I knew that, I could go from there and unbecome what I no longer wanted. So what I sure wanted was a husband that is really feeling his own emotions, that is connected with his emotions. So I started focusing on the moments where I felt that he was connected to his emotions. And by focusing on that, rather than the absence of his emotions, I saw something in him that I wanted in my relationship. And this is how it grew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the most important thing, that we want to be in a relationship where we grow together.
Yes.
That happens basically that you focus on the positive things, like you did with the moments where you did realize that, yes, there is something that I like, that yeah. It's not totally like all the negative that we tend to focus on more. So
absolutely.
Very important lesson.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I fully agree. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about soulmates, Abraham Hicks said, it was said in such a perfect way, mate your soul. And once you mate or marry your soul, you can then from there manifest anything. For when we are our souls, there are no more limits.
Exactly.
Because our divine beings, our souls are unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's so true. And it really is that, of course, in a relationship, so it can bring, like you said, you should bring out the best in you, in your partner. So the same applies. So we really, yeah, be your best in any and every relationship that you are in. And that way you are really connected and you can do and have and be anything and everything you want.
Yeah, I agree.
For me, this the basic feeling of happiness is love. For me, everything starts from the place where you can give and receive love. And that's why it's really, it was funny, one of the other experts called me a love warrior. So that's what I am. I'm here to...
I love that.
Yeah, I'm here to really let everybody know that love is really out there and inside of you. You just need to allow it. Allow
yes,
it to
go. We are. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We are love. Yeah. We are love. We are beings of love and light. We come from love. we go back to love. There's a beautiful book. I don't know if you heard about Anita Morjani's book, Dying to Be Me. It's a little bit, it's a different theme. It's not really, but she talks about, she had a near-death experience, and she talks about how she felt when she died and how it felt when she was over in the other realm, in the other dimension, where there was all, it was just joy. It was all love and light. And this is how she remembered.
Yes.
In fact, what she said she chose to come back to the earth when she realized that heaven is a mental state and not a physical state, not a physical place that we go to after life. So you're absolutely right, Laura. We are love. We just need to remember who we truly are and then reconnect with who we truly are. And who we truly are is love. And this is why I call my coaching reconnective coaching. Mm-hmm. Because the way what I teach my clients is all about reconnecting to who you truly are, and who you are is love and light and joy, you know?
Absolutely. I'm loving this, and this is so resonating with me. So I'm so grateful for having you here with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm very happy myself to be here.
Good.
Sharing this with the audience. Absolutely.
And from this beautiful place of gratefulness. So basically they are saying that gratitude is one of the highest feelings, like the feeling with the highest vibration with love. Yes. So what about feeling and cultivating the vibrations of gratefulness? How does it come alignment with for having the perfect partner or a perfect relationship?
Okay. All right, good question. There's three questions that I would always start asking my clients, and that is, what do you want? Why do you want it? And how do you want to feel? And then once we know how do we want to feel, we can then plant the seed. Planting the seed into a soil that needs to be nurtured and cultivated. So when we want to feel, for example, creating the perfect partner, you know, when we want to feel loved, the key is to already feel loved now. So there's always, you know, I like this what Christy Whitman actually is teaching us. There's always two sides of a stick. When we focus on the need of something, we create a whole lot of resistance and we cannot, you know, we don't seem to get there. If we focus on the abundance of it, which means we're already grateful for having it, we're already appreciative of having it, this is how things can come into manifestation. So as long as we are focused on the need of something, it will not come. If we are grateful for having already received it, this is how things will come into manifestation. So this is why it's so important to know what you want, to know how you want to feel, and then really nurture that feeling, plant the seed of that feeling, and find ways in your daily life where you already feel that way. You're already feeling loved. You're already feeling worthy. You're already living your life. I'd already be there. Or in my case, the perfect marriage, because I know that, you know, find a partner and make it the best by focusing on the best of what you are giving in him. So basically, no matter if we want to attract a soulmate or if we want to make things better in our marriage right now, it is possible. But we often are focused on what we don't want to see in a marriage or in a relationship, and this is why we attract more of it. We are creating more energy of what we don't want because we are focused on that, rather than being appreciative or grateful for what we already have or for how it feels to us, and then, you know, really creating more of that.
Yes.
So this is one important thing that we need to be aware of when we want to create actually anything. Not only the perfect partner, but anything. Money, the perfect job, the perfect life, the perfect health, you know, whatever it is. So really, by living the essence of what it is that you want, and then being focused on that and being grateful because you feel like you're already having it. That is key to manifest no matter what.
Yes, absolutely. Because what you focus on will expand. So when you are looking for ways to feel those feelings that you are craving in your partner or in your relationship, you will attract more of the same. So absolutely, that's so important that if you are looking for love, so start by finding ways to feel loved at this moment.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you are. If it's with pets, I think dogs are the best way to do this.
Great example.
But with kids, your family, with friends, you can show and receive love to all the people around you. It doesn't need to be the one, but the feeling is the most important.
Absolutely. And you know, one important thing that I would like to add is if we feel worthy, if we feel loved and we feel that we are love, if we feel happy, we're in alignment with Source. And if we can give this to us, because what we give to us, what we are vibrationally offering to us is what we will attract in our partner. So what I would suggest to anyone that is listening is create, nurture, and cultivate that feeling that you want to feel in your life, no matter if it is with your perfect partner, the health that you desire, the job you desire, the life you desire. Create that feeling already now and nurture it. And by doing so, the universe will respond to you and bring that to you.
Absolutely.
Because really, what we are with us is what we are going to create in our partner. So everything is really, it's coming back to being a reflection of who we are. And so, you know, a soul's expansion is really a wonderful thing because by wanting more, by asking for more, for example, you haven't been very happy until now, so from now on you want to be happy, you are creating a whole lot of momentum for your soul's expansion because you need to unbecome a lot of things in order to be happier. So really start asking for more now. Don't be shy. Ask for more right now and the universe will respond to you. And the growth that you will accelerate by asking for more, the feelings that you're going to achieve, the feelings of joy, of happiness, of abundance, of love, of worthiness, of anything will then manifest in your life.
Mm. Absolutely. And you can have it all.
Yes, I agree. You know, I heard a beautiful quote the other day. The sky, we all know that the sky is the limit, right? Mm. So one guy said, it was a graduate from Harvard or Stanford. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But he said, the sky is not the limit. It is only the beginning.
Exactly. That's so important to keep in mind that, the limits are just in our heads. And we are from an unlimited source. And because we come from there, we are part of it. So we are unlimited ourselves as well.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So this is why it's so important to say your prayers from a standpoint of appreciation or gratefulness, not from a standpoint of need.
Yes, absolutely.
Be already there vibrationally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Doris, for this interview. I really enjoyed it. And these are so important reminders for everybody, me included. So thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Again, it was my pleasure to share all this. And really, I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
Excellent. And when people who are listening this are resonating with what we have been speaking, so how can they connect with you?
So the best way is to write me an email. Mm-hmm. And the email address is trustandshine@directbox.com. So it's trustandshine, all one word, at directbox.com. And then we can start from there. The website will be open soon. We are doing some changes right now. So the website would be trustandshine.com.
Excellent. Beautiful. I have asked all the experts to come with a free gift. We have been discussing that you are creating one. So,
Absolutely. So this is basically everything that we talked about today. I will write a few points about it just to remind the audience of how they can go forward from where they are now. You know, important reminders about our feelings. So I will create a short PDF.
Excellent.
And whenever somebody wants to go over, whenever somebody feels like something is not in alignment, of course they can always contact me, and I'm happy to coach, and I'm happy to start working with them. Or they can just go over the points, and if they need some depth to it, then I would definitely recommend starting to work on it on a deeper level. Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for your generosity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Laura.
So, as always, I will post Doris's email address under this interview and when the website is up, so the link there as well. And for everybody, please join the conversation with experts and other participants in the Find Your True Love Telesummit Facebook group. So thank you again, Doris, for this interview. I really enjoyed it.
My pleasure. Yeah. Namaste and God bless you, my dear.
You too. Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye, Laura.
Bye.
Bye.